This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 hospitalizations keep rising, driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Hospitalizations of confirmed COVID-19 patients rose to 1,623 Thursday. That's their highest level in more than a year, and now just a little more than 200 away from the all-time pandemic peak. Leanne Jolon leads San Juan Basin Public Health in Durango. She thinks this wave may cause less severe illness and potentially shorter stays in the hospital for individual patients.
But if that has all the potential in the world to be offset by just the sheer number of cases.
92% of the state's intensive care hospital beds are in use. There are 113 available ICU beds. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis spoke to the legislature yesterday in his yearly State of the State address. He focused on cutting costs for families and businesses as the economy heads into year three of the pandemic.
There must be at least 50 ways to save Coloradans money, 50 ways to save Coloradans money. If it isn't clear, saving Coloradans money and keeping our state affordable is my top priority this session.
That was the governor's best impression of Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Polis also used the speech to acknowledge the many other challenges facing Colorado, including crime, COVID, and climate change. A high wind watch is in effect for the southeastern portions of the state. Gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour. The wind warning is in effect from noon to 5 p.m. This is CPR and KRCC. Right now in Denver, it is 43 degrees, and that seems to be the high for the day. Stay warm. Stay tuned.